Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another weekday podcast. Today, we're stepping into one of the most powerful and vivid stories in the Gospel of John in chapter 9. And from the New Living Translation, it's the story of a man born blind and how Jesus heals him. And if you lean into this story, really lean into this story, it has something to say about light, sight, and the way God shows up in the middle of our brokenness. So, as always, here's the scene. Jesus is walking along, and he sees a man who's been blind from birth. His disciples ask a question that's been asked for thousands of years. Rabbi, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? And Jesus totally flips the script like he always does. He says, no, it's not because of sin. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. Then he adds something that's striking. He says, we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, you might remember that Jesus broke out, I am the light of the world, back in chapter 8, and we talked about it last Friday. Now, when Jesus says that, he's in this area of the temple known as the Court of Women. And there are four candelabras that have been lit in light of the time that they're celebrating how the pillar of fire led the Israelites through the desert. And so the Jewish people, the symbolism here is rich and heavy. Jesus is saying, that light was great, but I am greater. I am the light of the world. So just pause with me here. Jesus isn't talking about this guy in chapter 9 about physical blindness. He's talking about the darkness that surrounds all of us, the confusion, the fear, the brokenness. And he says, I am the light of the world, not a light, but the light, the one who comes to illuminate the darkness, to bring sight where there was none. Then Jesus does something unexpected. He spits on the ground, makes a little mud with his saliva, and spreads it over the man's eyes. He tells him to go to the pool of Siloam, which means sent, and the man does exactly that. And he comes back and he sees for the first time ever. Think about that. Healing comes from mud and water, through obedience and trust, through a messy earthly process that leads to transformation. All the people around him are just blown away. Some say, isn't this the guy who used to sit and beg? Others say, no, he just looks like him. But the guy says, yeah, I'm the same dude. And here's where the story gets even more interesting. The man's healing challenges the religious leaders. They want to know who healed him. And when they hear it was Jesus, they get super defensive, even hostile. They say, Jesus must be a sinner. But the man says, I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but I do know this. I was blind, and now I can see. Hello, come on. That's just awesome, isn't it? This is the heart of the story. Sometimes the truth of our experience is more powerful than the arguments of the experts. Sometimes the light breaks through before we have all the answers. Sometimes the one who is blind becomes the one who sees most clearly. You know, this story isn't just about physical sight, it's about spiritual sight, about the courage to see ourselves and the world differently, about the invitation to step out of darkness and into light. Not by our own power, but by following Jesus, the light of the world. So where are you today? Are you walking in any darkness? Are you waiting for healing, for clarity, maybe for light? Jesus is still making mud, still inviting us to wash, still offering sight to the blind places in our lives. And maybe the biggest question is this. Will we trust the light enough to follow it? Will we step into the pool of Siloam, into the messy, muddy process of transformation? And will we say, I was blind, but now I see? Thanks for listening, and friends, God bless you. And I'm so grateful you took time to listen today to the Weekday Podcast.